The only morning show to have their Facebook profile photos declined twice. Ugly. Chad and Ballsy, weekday mornings on The Wolf.
Guten Tag.
What is that? Does that mean good day?
I have no idea.
Hello? I think it means hello.
Is that German?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, well, I should know. I'm German. I don't know what that means.
I am too, partially, but...
Guten Tag. I think he's the GM of the Green Bay Packers. I'm not even lying.
Is it okay?
It's Brian something or other. Guten Tag or Guten Nottis or something like
that. I'm sorry I brought it up. Hi.
I bet you are.
That's Ballsy. I'm Chad. And
that's wrong. It's Chad and Ballsy.
I know, but I'm just introducing us.
But our listeners are dumb, and they're going to think that
you're... Our listeners are not dumb.
Well, no, some of them are, because they think that you're... If you say Ballsy and Chad, they'll think the first guy that says something is... They think that that's one name. Do you know that? How many people come up to me and reference me as Chad? Like, it's Chad Ballsy.
Mm-hmm.
They do that.
That's fine. I'm okay with that. We are one entity, so we should only pay...
You want to be tied to me?
We should only pay one tax. Right? Only one of us pays
and one
tax.
Wage.
Oh, no, I don't like that. I would argue that one. Police are looking for information related to a robbery leading to a shooting yesterday morning. It's believed an assault took place in an alley on the 2900 block of Montague. Police were then led to a home on Elphinstone where they found a 34-year-old man suffering a gunshot wound. Anyone with information is asked to call police or Crime Stoppers. Our city is looking lovely nowadays.
Well, it's summer, man, and everybody, the pandemic's ending, and everybody's just getting out there.
I guess. The city of Regina will be extending the Regina Airport tax, airport's tax exemption, rather, with the hope that the extra funds could attract direct U.S. flights. The Queen City Marathon will be happening in person this year. It will be planned as a three-day event between September 10th and 12th. Participants will also have the option to run it virtually, like last year. I will be running it virtually. And by virtually, I mean...
Virtually no chance he's running it.
SGI is busy with claims from last Friday's downpour in Regina. 500 claims of property damage related to flooding, hail, and wind have been made, and nearly a couple of hundred vehicle claims, most from Regina. Yeah, those vehicle claims are those people that decided to give her in the underpasses. Mm-hmm.
I'd like to make a claim on mosquito bites on my ankles because of the rain. Can I claim that at SGI?
No, he can't.
Oh. And a nice bounce-back game from the Habs. Carey Price made 29 saves. Montreal hung on to beat Vegas 3-2. And even that Stanley Cup semifinal at one apiece. The Atlanta Hawks were down 26 but rallied to stun the 76ers. 109-106 to take a 3-2 series lead in that NBA second-round series. Kawhi Leonard was out with a knee injury, but that didn't stop the Clippers. Paul George poured in 37 points. L.A. down Utah 119-111. For a 3-2 series lead. Garrett Cole pitched 8 effective innings. Pinch hitter Gary Sanchez connected on a 2-run blast, and the Yankees nipped the Jays 3-2. It was the Blow Jays' third straight 1-run loss. Giants smoked the D-backs 13-7. Speaking of blowing, it was Arizona's 22nd straight road loss, which ties an MLB record. The Regina Pats will open the season October 1st in PA and return home to face the Raiders on October 2nd. The rest of the schedule is out later this week. And Riders GM Jeremy O'Dea said the team is over the camp limit of 100 players, but adds you can expect some player moves soon, including some retirements. The team is also looking at having a controlled scrimmage with another club. And I'll talk about this in a few minutes, too. Ronaldo, remember at the Euro where he said, hey, they had Coke in front of him, and he said...
Agua.
Yeah, agua, drink water.
Yeah.
He cost Coke $4 billion in 20 seconds.
What?
Yeah, their stock went down $4 billion in 20 seconds. And it's even down more now.
Oh, boy. Is he going to be suing? Are they going to be suing
him? No, because he's Ronaldo. He's the one guy that can get away with it.
Oh, boy.
That's sports.
This is Wolf Weather.
Sunny today with a high of 23. Wind gusting, of course, because that's how it goes, at about 60K an hour. Clear tonight. Gusty winds at a low of 10. And tomorrow, mix of sun and cloud. You bet gusty winds as well. And a high of 22. Right now, what are we at? 7 degrees and sunny.
Lately, it's been getting harder to get out of a warm bed in the morning. But knowing that you'll be listening to Chad and Ballsy should make you wake up nice and bright.
I mean, you know, it doesn't. But it should.
We'll keep working on it. Chad and Ballsy, weekday mornings on The
this
Wolf.
This is lawn sex weather. Let me explain. So, North Battleford RCMP... are looking into this. They found, so it was 7 p.m. So this is the middle of the evening.
Bam,
prime time.
Bam, bam.
Prime walking time.
Oh, yeah.
People are out for their after supper walk.
Yeah.
And they were called to a scene where a couple was having sex on a lawn. Not their lawn, but just somebody's lawn. Okay. And
if it would have been their lawn, would that have been okay?
No.
Okay, I just wondered.
But I mean,
what's the bylaws in North Battleford?
It being somebody else's lawn makes it less okay. Mm-hmm. And I guess one of the neighbors went out to cut the grass and found these people, you know, getting down on the front lawn, and told them to not do that.
I'm sure they worded it just like that.
Yeah, probably. Hey, can you stop screwing on the lawn?
That's right.
And then the people who were getting intimate decided to throw rocks at the person complaining. Yeah. So they got up in the buck and
listen,
threw rocks at them.
You people, the only dog act done on my lawn is taking a dump.
By dogs, preferably.
Please use caution when listening to Chad and Ballsy in the morning. They might say something smart, causing you to think.
Who are we kidding?
Chad and Ballsy, weekday mornings on The Wolf.
I'm trying to clean things up health-wise in terms of watching kind of what I eat. I guess I should. I'm a diabetic now for about 13 years. It's not like I haven't been paying attention, but I'm really looking at cutting sugar almost completely out of my diet. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. I have a double-double every morning. That's the only way I drink coffee.
That's a ton of sugar, too. Like a lot of sugar in there for a double-double.
Anyway, that's the only sugar.
Drink your black, buddy.
No, I don't like black. That's the only sugar I...
Then why do you drink coffee?
I don't know. It just warms the cockles of my...
of your heart.
And I feel like as a radio announcer, I need to be peer pressure to drink coffee like the rest of you guys. So anyway, yesterday I all... But what I mean is I'm trying to cut out like the sweet tooth things, okay?
Yeah.
The last... I've never been a sweet tooth guy. Like early on when I was a young kid, but then I got away from it. It never interested me. And the last 2 years, I'm like, I cannot stay away from any of the baked goods or any of the treats or candies or chocolate bars.
Well, why do you think that's?
I have no idea. So yesterday, I go to the grocery store and I'm like, Dad's cookies. I've always loved Dad's chocolate chip cookies. I see it right there on the aisle. It's calling my name. No, that's fine. Then I go by the candy aisle and there's the Nerds. And I love Nerds. I like Nerds. Okay. Like they're good for a good little shot. So I was like, oh my God, that feels Then I get home and I had bought my daughter these drumstick, a vanilla and chocolate drumstick with little peanuts or whatever on top.
Yeah.
And she still hasn't eaten it and she's not there and Chrisinda's not there and I'm in the house by myself. Unsupervised. I go into the freezer to get something else. Like, there it is. I can eat it. I literally pull it out. I look at it. I look around. I'm like, it's just me and the dog. The dog can't talk. Christina doesn't even. The Christina doesn't know I've bought this thing for my daughter. Hmm. I peel, you know, that little top wrap at the top, and then you can unravel. I peel it off, and I'm like, hand starts shaking. And then I'm like, okay, I can't do this. I can't do this because we're having a competition. No way I want to lose to her, and I'm only 4 days in. So I put the thing in the freezer and forget about it.
Yeah.
Come home, she beats me home. She goes, hey, how come the top of the drumstick is off? And I'm like, well, I'm not going to lie to you. I almost ate
it. So you put it back in the freezer with the top of the drumstick thing on?
Yeah, I forgot.
Why? Didn't you put you didn't put it in a plastic bag?
No, well, it's frozen.
Well, now it's ruined for whoever. Addiction is tough.
And then I come in today, and there's a box of candy sitting
there. I don't know where that came from, but there's
What's going on here?
Box of candy.
Yeah.
It's like it's a setup for both of us. I will say this, too. Yesterday, I am unsupervised as well. And yesterday, I almost for some reason now we have our pantry is full of candy, and I don't know why. But you know how it is when you walk by, you're like every half an hour you walk by the pantry. I'll have one candy.
Yeah, you talk yourself into it.
I'll have one candy, and then by the end of it, you're half a bag in. You're just like, well, I'll just finish the bag.
They have a legacy like all the great duos of the past. Lewis and Clark, Batman and Robin, Milli Vanilli. Yeah, that last one doesn't exactly work. As only Chad lip syncs during the show. Chad and Ballsy on 104.9 The Wolf.
As a sports fans in North America, we get pigeonholed into thinking that McDavid, Crosby, Ovechkin, Tatis, Brady, Rogers, those are the biggest names.
Yeah, right.
LeBron. LeBron is pretty global. But... pales in comparison to soccer players. Now, Ronaldo, one of the biggest, better and biggest soccer players in the world.
Oh, yeah.
Is playing in Euro 2020. It's going on right now, a year late because of the pandemic. Well, on Monday, he sits down at a press conference, and Coke is a major sponsor, Coca-Cola. Yeah. He sits down, and there are two bottles of Coca-Cola in front of him.
Right, which is product placement. Well, they do that all the time.
He grabs the bottles, pushes them aside, and says, agua. Yeah. Which is Portuguese for water.
Which is, yeah, Spanish for water.
Yeah, I want water, basically.
Yeah.
As soon as he said that, the stock for Coke in 20 seconds went from $242 billion to $238 billion. A $4 billion loss in 20 seconds. It's now down to $236 last I saw.
Huh.
I wonder if he heard anything about it, but I doubt it. Like, is he that big?
Like, you cost a major sponsor of the tournament $4 billion. You would think even he would hear about that.
Well, I'm sure he's going to hear about it.
But it probably goes in one ear out the other.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He doesn't care. Like, he does not care.
I wouldn't care.
He does not care.
I don't know why he said it. Like, although it is, he has a point this way. It doesn't totally make sense for something that's really unhealthy for you to be sponsoring an athletic event. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes that doesn't make sense. Sometimes the sponsor doesn't make sense for the actual
activity.
Okay,
but they paid big money.
The bills. They pay the bills. That's right. They pay the bills, and you got to, at the very least, if you don't want to acknowledge it, then don't acknowledge it. Just leave them there, and that's it.
Or wait for 10 minutes after the press conference and go drink water.
Yeah, or like bring it up with the organizers and tell them you're displeased with it. Or even if he would have just taken the Coke bottles and moved them, he would have maybe had the argument like, they just felt like they were in the way. But when you grab a bottle of water and go, agua, that's pretty much saying, garbage. Drink water.
Here, under the file of everything isn't how it appears, Coke responded by saying, everyone's entitled to their drink preferences.
Oh, wow. He has so much power, dude.
Chad once had to explain to his very young son that it's perfectly normal to accidentally poop in your pants. But his son still makes fun of him anyway. Go figure. Chad and Ballsy on The Wolf.
Next year, it's my daughter's grade 12 grad, and hopefully everything's back closer to normal.
Right.
And I can make it memorable for her, daddy's girl, you with Layla, and then later with Sadie. This dude in the States got some pretty major celebrities to send a video message to his daughter for her grad. And all he did was he worked the internet, LinkedIn, and got a hold of these celebrities' managers. And they did it.
Yeah.
Like, listen, here's the audio. Here's who's on it. Mark Wahlberg, Bob Saget, Kat Dennings.
Yeah, okay.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
All right. We don't need to hear all of
this. Hey, Faith. Mark Wahlberg here. I just wanted to slide into your high school graduation video and join everyone in offering our congratulations and wishing you all the best.
Faith, it's Bob Saget here, wishing you a lot of love and congratulations graduating from high school.
Congratulations, Faith.
Faith, it's me, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, your buddy.
Faith, congratulations.
That's Ben Kingsley, the last guy. Yeah, wow. So anyway, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, that's quite the
money.
Greg
can't buy that.
Well, yes, again, it's called Cameo, where you get all of the celebrities. That's true.
That's right,
it's just the fact that he got it for free. So I'm interested to see how he did that exactly. Dude, we can't even get people on our show when we contact managers.
That's pathetic.
We need to hire this dad as a publicist. We get tons of requests from people all the time, and we just shut them down because we're busy.
What's better than the Chad and Ballsy show? Lots of things. But thanks for listening anyway. Chad and Ballsy on The Wolf.
Yesterday, I buried myself in Netflix a little bit and just kind of watched a few TV shows and things like that, and I got sucked into the void. And I'm looking for movies, right? I wanted to watch an actual movie, not a TV show yesterday, like a good 2-hour movie.
Yeah.
And I gotta tell you, everything looks like garbage now.
Yeah, and you're onto something because experts are saying streaming might be making movies worse. Experts think the quality is diminishing because movies are going straight to streaming services.
Yeah.
And no longer have to be good enough to lure people out of their homes and into the theater.
Yeah.
So their mentality is this. We got to put a movie out there good enough to make you want to renew your subscription to the streaming service, which is a lot less than the movie ticket.
Right.
And then the popcorn and everything you buy to go to the movies.
So people will put up with crap because they don't have to pay as much.
Right. Right.
And they don't have to put in the effort to actually get up and go get out of their house and go somewhere.
And then you add the pandemic and everything like that. Right. So they don't have to put in as much of an effort. Now, my son, when he was down, he went to The Conjuring 3.
Yeah.
He said he loves going to horror flicks in a big setting like that.
Sure.
And also just to get out. I myself am waiting for June 25th. I'm going to go watch Fast and Furious 9. That's a movie you got to watch. Well, that's the kind of movie you got to watch in a theater, like James Bond.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. No, that's fine. Go. It'll be fun. I'm sure it's one of those, you know, it's a mindless flick. I'm making fun.
I work with a mindless guy, so I'm right in the same.
Your man crush The Rock. That's why
The Rock's not in 9. It's just Vin Diesel.
Oh, well, he's your other man crush then.
Diesel.
Okay. I think this is why it's important for us to get out and go to see movies, because if a movie is forced to be put in theater, it's up for much more scrutiny because, like you said, people have to get up and go to it and pay a lot of money to be there. But also, the technology. I mean, you've got a huge screen to see flaws. You've got a loud sound system where they need to work, and they need to make that sound system work for you as you're watching the show. And it's nice. I mean, it's bad for them. They're liking this because they're saving some money. But you're right. It's also making the product. It's muddying the product.
I mean, and I want to see 14 ads and play the games on my phone before the movies.
That's right.
I miss that.
And I honestly miss paying $9 for popcorn that cost them 30 cents to make.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.